Hello, everyone, and welcome to Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. I'm your host, Evelyn, and today's episode is a solo teaching where I'm going to share reflections from Lesson 10 of our study on calling and faithfulness. This podcast is an extension of Beyond the Church Walls ministry, where our heart is to take faith outside the building and live it out in our everyday lives. Faith isn't something we practice one day a week. It's something we live out in the way we love people, serve others, and walk in obedience. This lesson really challenged me because it shifts the way many of us think about faithfulness and what it actually means to live out our calling. Sometimes we think calling is about a position or a title, but the truth is, calling is really about stewardship and obedience. So today we're going to talk about what it means to be faithful with what God has placed in our hands and why that faithfulness matters, not just in this life, but for eternity. But before we dive in, let's begin the way we always do, with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to open your word today. Lord, I ask you give guidance to this conversation. May every word I speak here reflect truth and bring encouragement to those who are listening. I pray for every person tuning in today. If they feel uncertain about their purpose, discouraged about their journey, or unsure about what God is calling them to, I pray that you would remind them that you have placed purpose inside every life. Help us recognize the gifts and opportunities you have entrusted to us and give us courage to steward them faithfully. May everything I share today point directly back to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So before we get started, I want to acknowledge that some of the themes discussed in this episode were inspired by a teaching series called by John Bevere. What I'm sharing today is my personal reflection on what I learned through that study, along with what we see throughout scripture. I also want to be clear that I am not a biblical scholar or a theologian. I'm simply someone who loves the Lord, loves studying God's word, and sharing what he is teaching me along the way. I always encourage listeners to open their Bibles, read scripture for themselves, and seek the guidance of the Holy Spirit as they grow in their faith. Also, I strongly encourage you to download the Messenger X app, which is John Bevere's app, and you will find there this entire series, which has 10 episodes, and we are doing the last episode today, but has 10 episodes with short videos, 10 of them, and he goes into great detail about his called series. So I just strongly encourage you to download that and go straight to the original author to get a full depth teaching on this series. So let's get into the teaching aspect of what is faithfulness. One of the most powerful ideas from this lesson is understanding how God defines faithfulness. Many people think faithfulness simply means showing up and staying consistent. We think it means doing the same thing over and over without quitting. And while consistency certainly matters, Scripture shows us that faithfulness actually involves something deeper. Faithfulness involves stewardship. Stewardship means managing something that ultimately belongs to someone else. When it comes to our lives, everything we have, our gifts, our time, our resources, our opportunities, has been entrusted to us by God. That means we are not the owners. We are just simply the stewards of that. And stewards are accountable for how they use what they've been entrusted with, right? So if we go to Luke 16:10, Jesus teaches this principle very clearly in that scripture. Whoever is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. And whoever is dishonest in very little will also be dishonest in much. So this verse reveals something important about the way God evaluates faithfulness. Faithfulness is not measured by the size of the responsibility. It's measured by the way we steward what we have been given. So God looks at how we handle the small things, because the way we manage small opportunities often reveals how we would handle greater responsibilities. So another powerful example comes from Matthew 25, where Jesus tells the parables of the talent, of the talents, I should say. So in this story, a master entrusts different amounts of money to three servants before leaving on a journey. And two of the servants invest what they were given and produce more. But one servant hides what he was given and does nothing with it. When the master returns, he praises the servants who multiplied what they had been entrusted with. He says, "Well done, good and faithful servant." So we notice something here very important. The servants weren't praised simply for keeping what they were given and keeping it safe. They were praised because they used it and multiplied it. So faithfulness involves action. They actually did something with it, where the other one just buried it. So it means using what God has placed in our hands in a way that produces fruit. One of the biggest mistakes people make when thinking about calling is believing that it starts with something big. And that couldn't be further from the truth. Most of the time, calling begins with something small. It might be serving quietly or encouraging someone who is struggling, leading a small Bible study, helping someone in need, sharing your testimony with a friend. Those things might not seem impressive by the world standards, but in God's kingdom, those moments certainly matter, because God often uses these small acts of obedience to prepare us for the greater responsibility later. It's helping us build our character. It's causing some humility and literally getting us prepared for a bigger assignment. So now we'll move on to another important principle we see in scripture, and that is sometimes calling involves serving someone else's vision first. So Jesus says in Luke 16 that if we are faithful with what belongs to another, we may be entrusted with something of our own. So that means seasons where we feel like we are working behind the scenes, they're not wasted. Those seasons develop our humility, they build our character, and they teach us obedience. So God often uses those seasons to prepare us for what's to come next. So we know that faithfulness has eternal significance. So another powerful truth from lesson 10 is remembering that faithfulness doesn't only matter in this life. Scripture reminds us that God sees every act of obedience, and there is eternal reward connected to faithful stewardship. So in 1 Corinthians 4:2, Paul writes, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful." So faithfulness matters because the way we live our lives is connected to something much bigger than we can see right now. So the seeds we plant today may impact lives for years or even generations to come. So as I was kind of going through this lesson and reflecting, it really challenged me personally. Because if I'm honest, sometimes we can fall into a trap of thinking faithfulness simply means just staying busy. But this lesson reminded me that God calls us to be intentional about how we use what he has placed in our lives. So for me personally, I look at things like this podcast, our Bible study, my Facebook Bible study, the 365 days chronological Bible study we're doing, and the ministry work we are doing outside at the homeless shelters. So none of those things started with a big platform. We still don't have a big platform. We're not looking for a big platform. We're looking to do the Lord's work. They started out very simply. Started out with a home study, growing into, you know, now doing Facebook studies and ministry at the homeless shelter and ministry Tuesday nights at the Bogger Center. So, you know, one step of obedience has created that. And that's often how calling works. It's just like stepping out in one simple step of obedience. God doesn't always reveal the entire plan. Sometimes he just shows us the next step. He doesn't want us running ahead of him. And when we take that step of faith, he begins to multiply what we place in his hands. So I got just a couple reflection questions, something for you to think about over the next few days, how you would answer these. So as you think about lesson 10 and even the ones we've done in the past, reflect on what has God already placed in your hands. So sometimes we spend so much time asking God for new opportunities that we overlook the ones that's already in front of us. So we talked about it earlier. Just give 100% of what you have in front of you right now. Steward it well. And then whatever opportunity or calling he has placed heavily on your heart that you're dreaming about, pray on those things, but stay 100% faithful to what he's entrusting you with now so that when the time comes, he can move you into that bigger calling. Question 2. Are there areas in your life where God may be asking you to steward something more faithfully? Maybe it's your time. Maybe it's your relationship. Maybe it's your gifts or an opportunity to serve others. Whatever it is, ask yourself, is there something that he's asking you to steward more faithfully? Question 3. Where might God be calling you to take a step of obedience, even if it feels small? So often the next step in our calling begins with a simple act of faith. So stepping out in faith. So just ask yourself, think about that, ponder that question. Where might God be calling you to take that next step of obedience? Be it small, be it larger, whatever step it is he's asking you to take, are you taking it? Are you preparing to take it? So if there is one truth that I hope that you take away from this lesson, it is this. It is never too late to begin walking in the calling God placed on your life. Sometimes people believe they've missed their moment. They think they should have started something years ago, and that may be the case. Not that it's too late, but that maybe you were supposed to start something years ago. So the question is, if God has placed something in your heart and you still have the opportunity to act on it, well, then your story's not finished yet, right? So there is still time. You may be delayed in what you've done, but there's still time. God can still use you for that thing he's called you to. It's not too late. And the most important step is to simply being faithful and stepping out with what he has already placed in your hands. You know, it's there. Be 100% faithful to it. As we wrap up this series, the big message that stands out is this. Calling is not about chasing a position. It's about living in obedience to God wherever he has placed you. Every believer has a role in God's kingdom. And when we are faithful stewards of gifts, opportunities, and responsibilities God entrusts to us, We become part of something much bigger than ourselves. God doesn't ask us to be perfect. He asks us to be faithful. And when we place our obedience in His hands, He is the one who brings the increase. So I hope this helped you. I'm going to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that every life has purpose in your kingdom. Help us recognize the gifts and opportunities you have entrusted to us. Give us wisdom to steward them faithfully and courage to step forward in obedience. For anyone listening who feels discouraged or uncertain about their calling, remind them you are still working in their life. Teach us to be faithful in the small things and to trust you with the results. We thank you, Jesus. In your precious name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining me today on this episode, Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. If today's conversation encouraged you, I invite you to share this episode with someone who might need to hear it. Remember, faith was never meant to stay inside the church building. It is meant to be lived out every day. Keep growing in faith and keep living beyond the church walls. Until next time, stay grounded, stay hungry, and stay unfiltered in your walk with Jesus. This is Unfiltered Faith Beyond the Church Walls. We love you, and we will see you next Thursday. God bless.